After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This is Ram Dass Here and Now, a bonus episode. And I'm Raghu Marcus, and I'm back, haven't been here for a while. And I'm pleased to introduce something very special that is going on now as part of our YouTube channel. And it is Lo-Fi Radio from Ram Dass, 24/7. You get this beautiful feed that is Ram Dass, various talks that we've put together in a loop for 24 hours. And behind it is this incredibly sweet lo-fi music with beats. And some of them are binaural, and they really lend themselves to allowing the content of Ram Dass to sort of wash over you. You don't have to do anything purposeful in terms of, okay, I really want to listen to that particular talk. You just immerse yourself in it the way that, Ram Dass used to love hot tubs. We had a lot of meetings in hot tubs before he left, and just the way you can just completely relax. So it's a wonderful offering. And why don't you just go to YouTube, to Ram Dass's channel, and you'll see the lo-fi radio Ram Dass. I might have that a little bit floppied, but you'll find it. But the interesting thing is, so I was given a sample from our extraordinarily creative and accomplished sound person for the foundation, whose name is JR. And he created this, and many kudos to him. And so he sent me a file as a sample of what it is that you can expect when you go up there. And anything I get of Ram Dass, I do take a listen, even though I have heard so much over the years, because I was with him, I won't even say, well, from the very beginning, almost. So I get this file, which is an excerpt of a talk from Ram Dass. And its central theme is behind all relationships. He's really talking about relationships in this, from this particular talk. And, it just made me start thinking about the reality of our relationships. I mean, he says most relationships are a conspiracy. I won't upset your ego if you don't screw with mine, And it's transactional, and we all know that, and it's part of being human. It's not wrong. But Ram Dass talks about the potential for a relationship to create a higher state of consciousness and allow us, and the us is, it can be a romantic partner, wife, husband, child, close friend, family, or anybody, work person. There are so many different relationships that we have. This is why it's very, very central the way that we can find our balance on a day-to-day basis in this world. And as you know, because of my mind-rolling podcast, that is really central to what I like to share. So, well, Ram Dass also says, of course, if you really want to find out where you're at, go home for a weekend, you know. And that's true, too. But I just think in my own case, I mean, I have a famous story of my father coming to see my brother and I, my future wife in India when we were with Maharaji, Neem Karoli Baba, and how I had not been getting on with, I did not have a good relationship with my father. But he did come over. It wasn't out of lack of love. It was, I was overwhelmed by his anger, basically. He had been a World War II bomber pilot, and he had lost a lot of people. So he had real PTSD. But he did come over. He was curious about why my brother and I were over there and so magnetized by this being. So there's a whole story, and you certainly can find it out either in the first few podcasts from Ram Dass Here and Now, where I describe my journey and Ram Dass alongside of Ram Dass's, or on one of the many of the mind rollings where I talk about basically Maharaji introduced to me the idea that I should be giving my father LSD when he came to India and take care of him like a good son, which I did, and then that blew up his. The very, very solid stories that he told himself about who he was. And that no longer, the same thing happened to all of us. We all got our stories blown by Maharaji. Anyhow, from that point on, he went back to the West. And then I came back some 3/4 of a year later or something, and then he again went back to India. He just about lost his business as a result of it. But the real point here is we did have a relationship because it was because of being with Neem Karoli Baba. Together, we had a common goal to become more conscious with each other. And it wasn't something we pronounced. It was just obvious that we could not go on in the way that we had been going on before, fighting and being in opposition and being in pain for our actions with each other. And so this is really what Ram Dass is bringing forth in this, which just, it's not even, I mean, 6 or 8 minutes, I'm not sure, long excerpt. But, you know, sometimes these smaller things are like real great nuggets. You know, behind, this is Ram Dass, behind our family roles is our true nature. You know, don't confuse the part that we play. And we all play a part one way or the other, father, son, brother, wife, all of it. Don't confuse the part with the expression of love. That is what's behind, right? That's what's behind all of our roles and identities and actions. That's a great, great piece of advice. And it worked. I'll tell you, it worked. Now, of course, Neem Karoli Baba being who he is, we were very fortunate to have that occur. But my father, he did come over to India, so he had something in him that wanted to transform. And that's that kind of intention is all that it takes. And the last piece of advice, which you'll hear in this little thing, is around truth and using our relationships to get free. Again, we talked about that, or I talked about that. It's rare, but it can happen. And maybe you're not, you know, we're not going to get free, perhaps. But we're going to work with our partners or with whoever that relationship might be. And we're going to be able to open up a little bit more, have a little bit more spaciousness so that we are not as reactive, especially when you're talking, you know, it's very difficult with family and romantic partners and marriages and so on. So, you know, it's hard to tell the truth. You know, you'd rather be kind to someone than tell the truth. And sometimes that is appropriate. You know, it's not simple. But I think back to, you know, remember who we are is not the part that we're playing. You know, it is not. Anyhow, this is a wonderful talk. And I'm really happy I dug into it. You know, this isn't just an announcement for Ram Dass Radio Lo-Fi 24/7 on YouTube. It's not just that. And of course, all of his talks have some kernel of extraordinary potential for someone to use as transformation. So here you go. Enjoy this. Just go to YouTube and the Ram Dass channel on YouTube. And it's pretty prominent, and you'll find it. It's the Ram Dass Lo-Fi Radio. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time on Ram Dass Here and Now.
If you are with another human being and you, if you want to get free, if you want to awaken and get free, you can do it dealing with the people around you without expecting that they will also want to get free. If you're lucky, you'll be around other people who also want to get free. That is called, in Buddhism, it's called the Sangha, or in Hinduism, the Satsang. Every religion has that. It's the fellowship, the community, the spiritual community of the people who are seeking together. And it's very reinforcing to those qualities in you that want to awaken to be around other people who similarly want to awaken, because they help remind you of it. Why we look for people that are simpatico to those values. The highest one of those is where two people have consciously and intentionally said, yes, let us get free, and let us use our relationship with one another as one of the vehicles for doing that. And in order to do that, since we know that in freedom there is truth, since there's no risk in real truth, free in the free universe, let us be truthful with one another. That is a very high and very special relationship. It is very rare, very rare. We are all relatively truthful people. But the amount of edges where we use the white lie or the social truth, or we just color it just because we don't want to hurt the other person, because we trade off kindness for truth. And kindness leaves you isolated. I hate to say it. I mean, it's bizarre to say that, because isn't it important to be kind? Secret truth is you've got to listen to hear what the license is between you and another human being. If it's the license for truth, then you are free to speak truth. If there is not a license, you are not really free to speak truth. You can be silent. But most relationships are a conspiracy saying, I won't upset your ego if you don't upset mine. And most families survive by doing that. I mean, if I were really pushing this retreat, which I don't see as my role, take a father and a son and put them next to each other, looking into each other's eyes, and they start out with the exercise where one says to the other, if there is anything you can bring to mind that would be difficult, embarrassing, or uncomfortable to say to me, say it. "Well, I've always hated the way you pick your nose." And then you turn around and do it the other way. And you keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And it just keeps, it's like soup. All the fat keeps rising to the surface of, "Oh God, do I have to say that? That and ugh, yeah." And if that is done with love, those two people end up just in a liquid space of appreciation. It's all just stuff. What difference did it all make? And behind it all, here we are. But very few people want to play that game or necessarily should. And it's not a failure to not play the game. Not at all. I couldn't play it with my father or my mother. I played it with very few people. Well, that isn't true. I played it with a lot of people, but they are people who come to me to play that game. Very different. But what I'm trying to suggest to you is what the highest possibility is in a family. A family is a family of yogis. A family is a family of people, all of whom want to go to God together or want to get liberated together and say, "Let's help each other do that, and let's use truth to do it, and let's use every technique we can, and let's use silence at times in the home as a vehicle so that we can meet in the place behind our own minds. Let's meditate together. Let's come to retreats together. Let's reach out to try to do something to bring ourselves into a higher state of consciousness again, so that we can get out from under the illusion of our own separateness that is keeping us isolated, even in the midst of the plenty of our love. Behind lecturer and hearer, behind mother and son, mother and daughter, father and son, father and daughter, wife and husband, friend and friend, brother and sister. Just beyond that, just beyond that, here we are, tasting and touching and recognizing that leaves us free to dance, leaves us free for the lila, for the play, for the dance, for the joyful delight of the way the formless comes into form. Then we can fulfill the roles without being caught in. We can play the part impeccably because we're not confusing the part with the expression of love.
This podcast is brought to you by the Love Serve Remember Foundation and Ramdas.org. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate all the support that you've given us. Please continue that support and donate at Ramdas.org. We can then continue to share what Ramdas has been sharing for all of these years. Thank you.